shall from this place start the word curse. If this tomb was not discovered, we'll never hear about this word curse, and we'll never be here in this tomb talking about the curse.
November 1922. A British archaeologist named Howard Carter is exploring the Valley of the Kings. For 5 years, Carter's team has been searching for a royal tomb with no luck. Then on the morning of November 4th, a boy from the village notices something strange. The first step of a crypt. It is the find of a lifetime, the find of several lifetimes. The first intact royal tomb ever discovered in Egypt. But as the workers haul out artifacts, some wonder if the archaeologists are desecrating the tomb. In the back streets of Cairo, rumors begin to circulate. It all starts with the canary. Carter's pet has been adopted by the workmen for good luck. But on the same day that Carter and his wealthy patron, Lord Carnarvon, open the tomb, workers discover the bird dead. Killed, some say, by a cobra. The symbol of the pharaohs. A commentator in the London Times proclaims, "The curse of the pharaoh has struck." Six weeks after the official opening of the burial chamber, Lord Carnarvon is found dead in his hotel room. At the same moment, it's said, the entire electric power grid of Cairo fails. Then, one by one, others associated with the excavation start to die. Carnarvon's brother, from blood poisoning. American railroad magnate Jay Gould. And French Egyptologist Georges Benedict, who visited the crypt. Even an assistant labeling artifacts from the find. 4, 5, 6 deaths, all linked to Tut. The legend of King Tut's curse is born.